as you can see, the first page here is cut off quite a bit.
Could you, the microphone?
Yeah, a little closer. All right.
And make sure it's on.
Hello? Is it on?
Yep, we can hear you.
So, and this is kind of what it looks like in its entirety. So I'm just going to go through everything as we go and kind of show you the full presentation that way,
okay,
if that's okay. So on the first page, it will state that this presentation is just about our journey so far. So since we're coming up on a year with Discover Newport, we wanted to show you what we've accomplished so far and then what we hope to accomplish in the future as well. Starting with our goals, so our Fox and Crown goals are to serve Discover Newport and our community and visiting travelers well. So that's our main goal. And then our year goal for this year is, I guess in a nutshell, we had to start over from scratch. So the website, content, everything we had to do from the ground up. And so our main focus was trying to develop that content. So we had something to put on the website. So we had something to put in social media. So we had something to promote. And that takes some time because there's so many attractions, there's so many businesses, there's so many things to cover that we knew it was going to take us a full year to at least, you know, get the bulk of it. And so that has been our primary focus this year, along with the rebrand. So we rebranded Discover Newport, and that also takes time. We try to strategize our plan and come up with something that's going to be very effective for the campaign and for our travelers and for our community. So I wanted to go through our rebrand, the social media accounts, the website, other creative projects we've done, and then our future goals. And our ultimate goal is to attract and inspire travelers all over the world to Discover Newport, Oregon, as well as create an experience that is captivating and cohesive from the website to arrival. This will be something that will need to be developed over time. So first about the rebrand, and this is what I have here. I have our different logos that we came up with, our color palette that we decided to go for. This is basically what we presented when we came in here and presented the brand, the rebrand. So really quick, what it says is it's important to establish a brand that's easy to understand and easy to connect with quickly because we live in a society where we only have a three-second attention span. We're trying to get everybody in 3 seconds. And I remember when I first started my career, I don't know, over 10 years ago, it was 10 seconds, and I thought that was insane. Now it's three in only a decade, so it's only going to get shorter and shorter. So we're trying to be effective in a short amount of time. And we believe a brand is more than just visual aspects, design, and online presence. It's a feeling, a gut feeling that people get when they experience what you have to offer. And so that's what we want here. When people arrive, they want to. I want our travelers to feel like they've arrived to the place that they are inspired from the Instagram or from the website or some commercial that we've done, and it feels the same. So that's our goal. Social media, our focus was to create an online presence with original content that not only is cohesive with the brand of Discover Newport, but that will captivate the hearts of all types of travelers. So our hope is to not just bring in one type, but all types, families, young adults, elderly, storm chasers, foodie, all of them. And we have plans to do this over the course of many years because it's gonna take that amount of time to do that. That we're talking about a broad spectrum of people. So as we continue to develop new content and we continue to work on the brand and develop it, we're hoping that we'll be able to attract more and more different types of people. And this is what that looks like. We had a little example of what the social media looks like right now. So we put together some of the insights that we have right now for the Facebook and Instagram accounts. And I'll just highlight a couple of things. So we did some research on where we were when we first picked up the social media accounts and where we are now. And our total followers, it went from 9,800 to 11,613 That's massive. It's really hard to grow an Instagram account organically. And we've done this completely organically without purchasing any ads or doing any kind of extra money kind of thing. It's just all organic. And it's simply just by using tools that we've been using throughout our careers, which is engaging with people, talking with them, and inviting them in, and answering every comment, you know, things like that. So one other insight I wanted to announce here was, where is it? Oh, there it is. So the impressions rate went up by 619%. That's also very massive. It's a big number. I think on Instagram it's 400,000 on the impressions rate. And for Facebook it's 350,000. So that's pretty good. And we did all this again without any ads or any like reposts or anything like that. It's just original content and just engaging with people. So our future goals for this is to feature more of our local businesses. Now that we've established the brand, or at least we're getting close to that, and we've taken care of our basic goals, which is getting content and starting over, now we could focus on the local businesses and trying to gain relation, you know, be in relationship with them and do some cool stuff with them, like videos and photography, product photography, promotions, things like that. I'm hoping that I can reach out to all of them at some point and work with them. To continue to innovate and create new ways to capture the hearts of our followers, to continue to utilize features like stories and reels to target specific audiences like mountain bikers, beer connoisseurs, things like that, to continue to grow the social media accounts organically. Next is the website. This was a huge undertaking, and John, our lead designer who's behind me here, took the mass majority of that. It was, there's so many businesses and so much information to put in there, and he did it all, like 80% of it. So, I mean, that's amazing. And he still has a lot of work to do, and he's constantly working on it. So we're getting there, and we have these future goals of making it easier for travelers to book, you know, an experience. We're calling them experience packages, and we've mentioned this before in the beginning of our brand presentation, where we want to put together these packages, not purchased by money, but just something, an itinerary that's already laid out. So someone, they just have to click it, and they get this whole thing, the best hotels, the best trails, the best restaurants in that area. And we'll label them at, like, for the foodie, for the hiker, for the art lover, whatever it is. And but that, again, too, is a massive undertaking, and so we're just collecting data right now from all the different businesses and from all of our different experiences as well. So our primary goal really is to grow that and make the website as user-friendly and as wonderful of an experience as we can possibly make it. Let's see. So some insights for the website. I'm actually really excited about this. Unfortunately, we didn't have the old website to compare this to, so we don't know the numbers in that form. But I do have, I don't know if you could see it on the paper, but there's a graph here since we've started taking it on, and it just keeps climbing on site sessions and stuff. And the site session duration seems to be the same, and we're working on that. We want people to be on the site longer, but right now it averages around 6 to 7 minutes, which to me is a very long time. I don't know anyone who's on a website for that long, you know, even when you're booking a flight or something, you want to be done, you know. So that's good. Then we're going to continue to increase that. But the biggest thing that I wanted to mention is this. So when we were to Google Discover Newport in Google, we would have to keep scrolling to find the website. And we've indexed it as number 2 in just under 9 months, which is almost impossible to do. It's a very big undertaking. So that was just us using search engine optimization tools that we've learned over the years, really simple ones like titling your pictures and everything else like that. So anyway, that was a pretty big goal, and I'm really proud of that one. So future goals are to continue to work with our local business owners to feature them and their events, to continue to innovate as well as create and add new content over time, to continue working on ideas to make planning a trip easier, and to continue improving the user experience. One idea we have for the website is to create a page that local business owners can reach out to us directly if they have an event or they want to update their photos or if they just want to collaborate, which I think is really cool. It's a big work in progress. We want to make it very comfortable and perfect and want them to use it. But hopefully we can roll something out very soon with that. Other creative projects we've done a lot of video projects. We did a winter TV commercial, which I think was pretty successful. We've done a spring promo video we just released, and we're doing a few other video projects as well. There's one that Fox and Crown is just doing, just out of the kindness of our hearts, to help promote Discover Newport. So we're fully funding that. And we're doing a lot of social media videos as well. We're gonna focus more on some of the things that you were mentioning in this next year, now that we have a little bit more room to be able to think about stuff like that, versus focusing on just the rebrand and everything else. So we will be working on that. And then we also did things like the wayfinding maps and new ads. So I don't know if you can see it on the page there, but this is the latest ad that we did for Bend Magazine, I think. This is the back page ad that we did. Mile by mile, yeah. So that's just one of them there. And then just our future goals. Really, I want to say off script, off my thing here. My main goal is really just to serve you guys, to serve Newport. I moved here 6 years ago from San Diego in a marketing world over there. And I've never found a better community than this one. I just haven't. And it's a real privilege to be able to work here with this community, and the things that we get to do with you guys is pretty incredible. We love our community, and that's our main focus, is people. We have a few core values at Fox and Crown, and the number one is people first. So just know that everything that we're doing, we have you in mind. We have the business owners in mind. We have this committee in mind, and we're trying to serve everybody, but we're going to miss the mark every now and then. It's just going to happen. There's only six of us. So so our future goals, our first year was dedicated to the rebranding project, developing new content, as well as getting to know the identity of Discover Newport and formulating the voice of said brand. This year, we hope to place our focus on utilizing the data we've collected and the experiences we've had in our first year to solidify our process and pave a new path for bigger and better things. Below are just a few of the goals that we have. So here are some of our ideas, and we're still brainstorming new ideas as well, but here are a couple. So our primary goal is to attract and inspire travelers all over the world to Discover Newport, Oregon, as well as create an experience that is captivating and cohesive from the time the traveler is exploring the website to the time they spend experiencing our city. We also want to continue working with local business owners to feature them and their events. To accomplish this, our designers are working on that page I was just telling you about for local business owners to reach out to us. And we're just continuing to innovate new and fresh ideas to promote our city and just offer something bigger and better, like those packages, those experience packages, and just developing new content, things like that. So anyway, our final thoughts is we know that there are quite a few things that we can improve on, like the website and some of the marketing stuff. We know this, but our mind is there. And so my promise to you is if we continue on with this relationship, I'm gonna make sure personally. By the way, I'm Ryan, I'm the owner of Fox and Crown, just anyone hasn't met me yet. I'm gonna personally make sure that everyone is happy, or at least try to. So anyway, that's all I have. Thanks you guys, appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
So can I ask a question? So this morning, Eric and I attended another meeting. It was the city's Public Arts Committee, and there was quite a discussion about cultural tourism and the ability to promote it. That particular committee doesn't have the ability. We don't have any skills. We don't have any promotional skills. And I guess my question, and I don't know whether it's to Judy or to you, is how can we if we spend some money, if the Public Arts Committee throws some money at it, how can we get on that website with, for example, our murals with the QR code? How can we do that?
So this year, we will have additional money that we will be able to spend, and I don't know how much that will be yet. However, when I did the budget, and as most of you know, we weren't having meetings with quorums, and so I just went ahead and did the budget, and I put some placeholder money for the arts in this budget. So I don't know the committee you're talking about, if they do have funding or not, but I do know that I worked with Tom and Jason both, and there was a publication, which I have right here, that I saw a great opportunity for the arts to be in just because of the distribution of it, and we did a really great advertisement in that as well.
So one of the things, one of the things with the Public Arts Committee is, yes, the Public Arts Committee has some money. Two of the things that they've done over the years was, one, they put together a paper brochure of Bayfront murals. Those murals have changed and will continue to change over the years as buildings fall apart down there. And secondly, they also put together a Nye Beach sculpture brochure. One of the ideas that came out of this morning's meeting is there a Newport marketing website, which I feel like would be Discover Newport, where we could throw some money, the Public Arts Committee, because the money that you're talking about, they weren't involved in that discussion. That was with OCCA. So where we could put some money at perhaps getting our, you know, getting at least a link with a QR code to our Bayfront murals with the new ones, you know, with the ones that still exist that we would be able to change from time to time. And also like the Nye Beach Sculpture Walk, these would be, you know, really great opportunities. We don't know how to make that happen as the Public Arts Committee.
I would say that's a great opportunity for like an arts and culture itinerary to be put onto the Discover Newport website. And I think there's some really great ways that they could collaborate with this particular community and use some of those funds. Maybe an upcoming video that is shot could be featuring specifically these things.
Yeah.
Because we've already touched on a few of the other top things for Newport in these videos, so I feel like maybe the next one could be featured doing an arts and cultures trail or something.
Yeah. Well, that would be really great. You know, we've worked with other people in Oregon on the public art trail here that goes all the way up and down the coast. We've done this mural brochure in Newport. Actually, if we were able to do it on a website, if we were able to do it virtually, we wouldn't have to just simply focus on the Bayfront murals, because there are murals all over town. Many of them were funded by the city's Public Arts Committee. The Public Arts Committee recently, you know, added a sculpture, for example, at the Performing Arts Center that's on loan from Joan Lofton. These are the things that we would like to get out there that we don't have the capacity to make happen.
I feel like the Discover Newport website is a completely appropriate place
to
link
that with
that.
I agree too. We have money. We can.
Yeah.
We want to make it happen soon as possible.
If you look at the itinerary pages that they have for like Travel Oregon, that's what they do. That's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
In addition, can I just ask a question? I mean, for clarification, Discover Newport is not a for-profit business, correct?
For-profit
business? Discover Newport, it's just a
committee.
No, Judy said it's not, Janelle. I didn't know the answer to that.
So my question is, why would we charge them? Why isn't this already included in the content? You know, the Discover Newport Instagram and Facebook content should be covering all of this stuff for free.
Yeah, can I say something? So I was just about to say, it's not about money at all for us. Our contract, I think, covers that. And we've had some plans for an art walk and how we can make that something that all kinds of people would want to enjoy. And not just that, but a whale watching tour or things like that. Just something for everybody. So that is on the forefront of our minds. But if you have an idea, just come to us or Judy, and we'll work it out. We'll set up a meeting and we'll talk about it.
So one thing I was thinking is, would you be available to come to the next Public Arts Committee meeting so we can share some ideas and, you know, get them out to you? We do have funding in the committee, and the reason we thought we might need to use some of our funding is because we still have to develop, you know, even if we only had a QR code that led people or, you know, some link to it, we still have to develop what's written there, what people are going to see when they click on that.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I think it would be great if you would be willing to come to our next meeting. We could have a discussion on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when is the next
June 17th. Wait, no, June 16th.
Okay.
It's at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
Or is that the time we said, 6:30?
Yeah, earlier, don't you?
6:30 p.m. We're moving to evening so we can attract young people. actually, what this, the reason that we're doing that is sort of a trial. We do want to move our meetings to evening so that we can, you know, diversify the membership of our committees, because it's hard for people who have jobs to come during the middle of the day. But also we are going to have a dedication of recent public art donations at 5:30 to 6:30. And then at 6:30, we'll launch into our meeting, since we'll already be here for the dedication.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And just to let you know, Fox and Crown is very willing to meet with any of these different committees, people. We met with Jason Holland and Tom and had a great meeting and came up with some really good ideas and ways that we can all help each other out with that and stuff too. So
that would be awesome. And I know the committee would be really pleased that, you know, at least have a little brainstorming session.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a comment just on content?
Yes.
Okay. What I would love to see is that, you know, can you hear me? I'm trying to talk loud.
We can hear you.
Okay. It would be wonderful if the info on the Instagram, you know, not only showed the beauty of Newport, but also allowed them to actually discover it. So every post, a visitor should be able to discover something new. So no generic photos from somewhere else. If it's got to be from Newport, and then tell them where exactly it is. Like, walk by this locals or walk over here. You know, just like the actual directions to how to discover it, you know. I mean, if they're able to discover something new, something loved, something cherished, you know, something enjoyed about Newport from travelers or locals, and have the information immediately, you know. I understand the, you know, the trendiness of the like pretty posts, but let's do calls to action on every post. Tell them where to go. Tell them what to do. Help them discover Newport.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I had a couple of notes when I was going through it, and one of them for me was call to action. I mean, I think the photos are gorgeous, but
yeah.
There was not one that I saw that you could do anything on. Like, I like the egg for Easter, but
yeah.
I don't know any place in town you can go do an egg hunt, unless I'm mistaken. So, I mean, they're nice, but they aren't necessarily applicable to us. So if I would have looked at that, I would have thought, oh, I could go on an egg hunt. And like I said, I'm pretty sure we don't have one. Or if we do, it's not very well publicized.
Yeah, I completely agree. At one of my goals is to try and create events. So when we took on... I'm currently working on one right now, actually, but when we first took on the contract, we realized that there weren't too many things happening, so we didn't know what to promote, and so that's why we're there right now, and so I'm in the process of trying to come up with my own events that I can just put out there so that we can have something throughout the off seasons, you know, through the wintertime and through the fall, and not just the summer, so...
Pardon me for this, but
yeah.
The purpose of the contract with you is not to create new events for this committee. It's to discover what we already have. So if that's on your own time, great, but don't waste the committee's time for this. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that you can highlight already that's going on in the town or that even is the town. Like, I don't see any posts about the benches on the basement. Tell that story. Tell the story of Newport.
All right. Thank you.
Janelle, you were kind of cutting out a little bit. Are you? You were kind of cutting out a little bit, so I wasn't entirely sure I heard everything.
She was saying to tell the story of what's already happening in Newport.
So yeah, tell the stories of Newport. You know, a story is everything. So, you know, the stories of the benches on the boardwalk, the stories of different fishermen, the stories of the boats, mm-hmm. the stories of family traditions of you know, if whatever. There's just, you don't need events to bring people here. It's gorgeous. Yes, would events help? Yes. But there's also, you know, hikes or trails or walks or whatever. Any post. I think we can't get too concerned with making it perfect. Just do it.
I do agree, though, that we do need to have events posted. And I know that when anybody reaches out to me with an event that they ask to be put on Discover Newport, I do send that to John immediately.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
And within a day, he has that posted on the website. Yeah. Because sometimes people want to pick a weekend to come here that there is an event going on. And so I do think it is important. I understand what you're saying too, Janelle, and I agree that we need to have, I mean, we have a beautiful place that we don't need to, like, make right. events for people to come. But there are some times that people want to come for particular events.
I
totally understand that, and I think that if you're putting up a web page on Discover Newport that shows the events, that's amazing. I love that we're getting more events. I'm just saying, like, don't not post relevant content that can bring people here tomorrow by spending time creating stuff for the future, because we need dollars in our pockets now. The businesses do need people to come now.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So what I was going to say after that was we are still trying to collect data on what Newport has to offer. I know there's a lot. We just don't know what that is.
Yeah, and I think those itineraries work really well for that.
Yeah.
Because those will then be there permanently, even though events come and go, those don't.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, we're just trying to educate ourselves. So we're going to get there for sure.
Can I provide one option that you could send out to locals or to your email list? Is simply create an email and ask people what they love about Newport. Create a type form, send them an email, send an email blast to all the email list that says, we want to know what's your favorite thing in Newport. Mm-hmm. We want to know what you do when you come to Newport, and then use that content.
Yeah, definitely. And we've done that on the Instagram, but I'm not sure we've done that on the mailing list. So that's a good idea. Thank you.
I have seen that on the Discover Newport social media sites, asking the questions like that.
We do it often, yeah.
Cool. Believe me, I'm not trying to highlight, you know. Well, I think it's always good to see what the potential is, and I think you have a
Janelle,
lot.
You're muffled. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think that there's a lot of potential in this relationship, and obviously your heart and your whole company's business is in the best interest. So these are just all ways that they can improve.
Thank you,
Janelle. Okay, is there any more with that, Peggy?
No, not really, but I think that it would behoove this committee to make a recommendation to council on the extension of this contract.
Oh, okay. Are we at that point where we have to do that?
You could wait until next month, but if you don't have a quorum, we're really in trouble.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's do it with a quorum.
Yeah. I'd just like to say really quick that Fox Crown have been great to work with. I think they've done a really good job starting from ground zero and really rebuilding with what they've got. So I think that they're doing a really good job.
Nice.
I'd like to motion to approve the contract.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have one quick announcement. You're going to love this. but we are not going to have the committee orientation today. And the reason that we're not going to have that committee orientation is that you're going to have a new member, and we'd like to have all the members here in person when our city attorney comes in and does that, so.
Perfect. So we'll scratch that. Chamber report.
Sorry. In your packet, you'll see the financials for Discover Newport. I apologize, but I don't have an updated one yet from the city to know what their expenses are and what they've have to spend. I will tell you, when I did this report, at that time, the Chamber of Commerce had in the Discover Newport checking account, we still had $84,501.21. Items that have been committed that had not, I have not received invoices for was, so we redid all of the big signs throughout Newport. I don't, the big maps,
the wayfinding
maps, yes. So there was quite a, we went back and forth and fixed everything and tried to make those as really updated as possible. And Fox and Crown did all of the content work on that. And then Newport Signs did the, they're in the process still of doing installation of them because there's 20 of those. And so we owe them for production and installation. It's $4,770. I also, our annual publication with ACVA Visitor's Guide is $2,500. We have one more payment left for our the Eugene Emeralds, which is the baseball team that we do advertising with, and that includes radio spots, banners, all kinds of ads. They do, they throw out beach balls to the people. So that there's tons of advertising that comes with that. And then our small certified folder contract for $596. I did just get the invoice for that. And then the ad that Ryan showed you is the mile by mile guide, and it's a full back cover. And we have had that spot for years. And when visitors come into the Chamber of Commerce, that is probably one of the most popular publications that people like and take with them. So I have a total of $19,055 that is still out there from the 84.
That's the committed, right, Judy?
I'm sorry?
That's the part that's committed?
That's the part that, so the part that's committed is $19,000. Okay. And then the rest of the things that on this report have already been paid.
Okay.
And then I don't know how much in funds is left in the city's budget part of that, because there was certain money that they kept for all those contracts that were 3 years or more, like Fox and Crown, the city. They pay for Cox and Crown for theirs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know we were supposed to provide that information here, but we'll get it for next time.
Oh, I get it every month.
Oh, you get it?
Yeah, I do. It's okay. Just the one I have is outdated. I don't have an updated one.
Okay.
I'll probably get it any day.
Well, we are in the throes of budgeting right now.
So I had one question. If we do not spend this money by the end of the fiscal year, does it go away, or are we allowed to carry it over to the next fiscal year?
I do believe it goes away.
Yeah, it's not carried over.
Okay, so unless my math is wrong, we have 5 weeks?
That's about right. I was thinking about that at the public arts meeting this morning. How fast can we spend this money?
Are there projects that have been proposed or have been thought of that we could spend some of this money on in the next 5 weeks that we should consider, since there'll only be 2 weeks left?
Sounds like we have $60,000 to spend.
If you guys want to spend some money on the Sea Lion Foundation billboard that they want to do, we could apply for it.
The Sea Lion Foundation billboard is what she said. That it's they could apply for it.
Do you know, has Stan mentioned how much that is, how much is involved in that? Does anyone know?
Yeah, so it's a big billboard that they want to put on the side of our building on the dock at Port Dock 1. And it's just it's a painting of a sea lion and the Newport Bridge, and it says Newport. And I think it's the print place in South Beach is going to do it, and I think it's $6,000. I could put something together with Stan and help him and just submit that if you want.
Well, does he have, if there's something in writing that kind of shows what it is, and that if the committee is interested in doing that.
Yeah, we would be willing to look at it.
I think if Stan would put together a proposal and bring it to the next meeting, if that's not too late.
Full disclosure, just so you all know, Dan is passing the baton of the Sea Lion Foundation to me as president. So I don't know if that's a conflict of interest, but that we are currently in that process. He is still on the team, though.
Right. We wouldn't want you to vote on it.
That's fine.
And I think we've had somebody on our committee before that was instrumental in an event that we were voting on, and they just didn't vote. That was bike.
People. You just have to recuse yourself.
Yeah.
I will call him after this and get you guys some information about it all.
Perfect.
And another thing is, how long is that? Is it a vinyl billboard or what?
So I don't know if you guys remember, there was smaller billboards or smaller signs on the dock before. Yep. They got ruined in the storm. And so when we were talking, we were saying, why don't we do even a bigger one? It's just like an advertisement for Newport. And it doesn't even say the Sea Lion Foundation on it. It just says Newport, and it's got the bridge and a sea lion. And it's more of a, what do you call them? Like the Instagram kind of where people can stand in front of and take a picture. It's like a picture. Yeah, selfie wall. But it's a billboard that would be on the side of the building, and it's on the side of the dock, and it goes that whole length. It kind of covers the whole view of our building as much as we can get it, or as much as, the city will allow a sign there.
Janelle, if the Discover Newport pays for this, would we be allowed to put our logo on that?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. I'd have to talk to the other people in the Sea Lion Foundation, but I think why not? That would be great.
With a QR code to our website, maybe?
We have a QR code. Currently, there is a QR code in the image that links to the Sea Lion Foundation website. That being said, if we don't have any QR codes there, but underneath maybe do the QR codes in case something changes. I don't know. We could find a way to do all of that for sure.
Sounds good to me, actually.
I would also say that if that's not a good fit for this committee, I can send Janelle the request of the Public Arts Committee.
Okay.
So that's another avenue.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we were going to do it last year, and then the Pioneer or whatever, the printing place, they just kind of, they're busy and this just didn't happen yet. So
with this extra money, could we schedule any more video production?
That's a good idea.
Just a thought.
And I apologize. Is there currently a Discover Newport piece of propaganda brochure or whatever. That the last one I saw was a simple trifold that really didn't have much in it as far as going places. Is that something that's in the works? I didn't see it on this, but I didn't know. I'm just trying to think of things that maybe are most of the way there, that if we do not spend this money and it's an opportunity that we've missed, are there things that are partway done or on their way to being done?
No, and that's a good question. One of the things that is in the works right now that I had a conversation with yesterday, the person that is putting it together, is she said it should be done by the end of June, and it is a publication that will promote all of Newport and all of our attractions and those kind of things. I haven't seen a proof of it yet, so I can't really tell you what it's going to look like, but it's going to have articles and stories and things like that about the different things in Newport as well. So once I've seen it to kind of know what it's going to look like, then I can share that with you.
I just to plant a seed for future, if it's not this time, but, you know, in part of discovering Newport, you know, the creating those things that people can discover in Newport, you know, we could make that one of our goals. I don't know about you guys, but I've always thought that the entrance to the bridge, those stairs there, if they were, you know, maybe painted or like, you know, improved in some way, that could be an amazing spot that people would come from around forever, like from far and away. Sorry, my cold medicine's kicking in. But that they could take pictures of. It's more like a selfie kind of area, or even wedding photos, but those stairs going up to the bridge. I don't know if Discover Newport does any of its own installations for art, but if you are doing, if you're going to do the billboards now, possibly on the, with the Sea Lion Foundation, with the QR code, maybe you do another one and have areas around Newport that are promoted and sponsored by Discover Newport that are creating opportunities for people to come and take pictures.
Yeah, but I think that that would be something that we would bring up to Fox and Crown when they're doing those itineraries.
Anything that has to do with the bridge, if it's the actual bridge, has to be approved by the Corps of Army Engineers.
Okay.
Well, and beyond that, the bridge is historical. And so some number of years ago, we applied for a grant to light the bridge. We were going to do uplighting from the bottom from Baller Dolphins in the Water, and then do some other lighting. Well, ODOT spec'd that, and they really underestimated the cost of it, but it had to be approved by the State Historical Society at that point. And because we couldn't afford it, ODOT said, well, let's just put some of those Christmassy lights just across the bridge. And anyway, that did not work out. And so we have to be really careful when we're thinking about altering the bridge in any way.
Okay.
But to provide selfie opportunities, that would be different, you know, just
that
for
is
a
different.
Place to discover.
You're just sending
those
them
stairways.
To the bridge. Yeah.
Another thought that's been talked about, something that we've talked about with Fox and Crown a lot, but hasn't really got put into motion, is, and it would be an expense, is the Welcome to Newport signs and maybe redesigning those.
Mm, yeah, that's a good idea.
And those are something that I put on our wish list for the budget, on our budget, for money to be able to do that next year, out of the next fiscal year. So one last thing for my report is that I think everybody in here knows that I am retiring the end of June.
Congratulations.
And so there will be a new chamber director. I do not know who that will be yet, but I will be training and working with them, and most likely they will have some sort of a marketing background, and hopefully it will all go well.
Well, we're going to miss you, Judy.
We are.
I'll be right behind you.
Okay, so review of year-to-date financials for advertising. Oh, I'm sorry. And so do we need to have a motion to approve?
You don't really need to. That was just a review.
Okay, good. Okay, so number five, public comment. No public comment. Number six, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you. I didn't know if you were still going.
Thank you, Janelle.
I think we're done.
Okay.
But I hope you feel better. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me do it on the phone.
Of course.
So are we going back to our traditional meeting next month?
I'm
this is our traditional meeting time.